RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can also listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz. Or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id. Hello, my listener. Welcome back to English Bulletin over the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. In today's edition, we'll present to you our program summary for today. First, we'll bring you our news, followed by commentary, Today in History, Focus, and News in Brief. We'll continue our next program with Indonesian Wonder and Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. We'll conclude our program for today with Music Corner. That was our program summary for today. Stand by now for the news.
Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Here is the news read by Rahmana. First, the headlines. Attorney General denies extortion accusation. Lipi and British Council Indonesia build partnership to support research culture. Now the news in detail. Indonesian Attorney General Muhammad Prasetyo in a working meeting with House Commission 3 on Monday in Jakarta denied the alleged case of head exchange and extortion by a prosecutor who was investigating the case. In the capture, 1.4 million ecstasy pills belong to Freddy Budiman, who was sentenced to death some time ago. According to Prasetyo, the prosecutor has denied the truth of the information.
Kami serta-merta perintahkan Jampidum untuk
memanggil. We asked Deputy Attorney General for General Crimes to call on prosecutor deal with the case, and it was not true at all. Therefore, we wonder how that statement can come out.
Melakukan praktek tuar kepala dan pemerasan.
The head exchange is the term used on exchanged identities case of drug dealers that allows the loss of original identity of the perpetrators. The case was appealed from Teja Harsono's recognition. Teja was the one responsible to the shipment of 1.4 million ecstasy pills belongs to Freddy Budiman. The argument was aimed at also denying head of Commission for Mission People and Victims of Violence contra statement was reported an outflow of funds from Freddy Budiman to law enforcement authorities, either the police, prosecutors, and the National Narcotic Agency, BNN. Deputy Director of British Council Indonesia, Ian Robinson, on the sidelines of the 48th Young Scientific Award competition at Indonesian Institute of Sciences Lipi in Jakarta on Monday said, "It is a pleasure that Lipi support the research culture in Indonesia." He said Lipi has looked at the opportunity as the potential for the young researchers to be developing researchers who can compete globally.
And it's a great pleasure for me to see the British Council working in partnership with the Indonesian Institute of Sciences, Lipi, to support this amazing initiative. Indonesia sees the need for it to be able to compete in this rapidly globalizing economy and produce the highly skilled workers, including scientists, that can effectively compete and also work together in an international environment.
Moreover, Ian Robinson also said the bilateral partnership of Lipi with the British Council Indonesian support in the cultural research development has been done for 2 years. He said the young generation has potential in developing science technology for their countries. Indonesian Institute of Science, Lipi, keeps on research so that it can be developed to be useful products for the need of state or people. Lipi hopes that Indonesian government could increase partnership with private company in order to have mutual benefit. It was stated by Chairman of Lipi Iskandar Sulkarnain on the sidelines of the 48th Young Scientific World Competition at the Indonesian Institute of Science of Lipi in Jakarta on Monday.
Jadi ini tantangan kita yang terbesar ya. Bahwa yang menjadi tantangan kita itu adalah membangun public-private partnership. Jadi triple P.
Our biggest challenge is to build public-private partnership for the state because by having public-private partnership, the developed countries can go out from middle-income threat where Indonesia and ASEAN countries are still be there. What industry that could receive the result of the Lipi's research? It has become our challenge in the future and live in cooperation with INTI on radar technology license.
Dan dari sisi teknologi, dari teknologi yang radar-radar tinggi, kita punya produk radar yang kita kerjasamakan dengan PT INTI ya. Tapi dalam bentuk license gitu ya.
Moreover, Iskandar Sukarno also said the relations between research and industry sector still not run smoothly because the industry sector prioritizes Binibia's domain value in producing the result of research. Therefore, Iskandar asked the government to support the extension of LIB research results so that it can be realized to be beneficial technological product for the state. Indonesian government is preparing special economic policy containing investment packages specially aimed at supporting peatland restoration currently underway in the country. Head of the Peat Restoration Agency, BRG, Nasir Fuad, said that the BRG office in Jakarta mandated that the economic package could be put in the form of green investment to maintain existing forests and peatland through culture technical method that fits with conservation protection principles. Based on BRG calculation, there are 4 million hectares of culture peatland that had been damaged and so need different treatment and supervision to improve their hydrological resilience. Based on the result of the meeting on building investment partnership for peatland conservation, restoration and development at the Indonesian high-level dialogue in New York, he said many parties have expressed interest to invest on peatland restoration, although their main reason is carbon trading. It is hoped that in the 22nd conference of parties in Marrakesh, Morocco, early in November, the investment packages will have been able to be introduced. A Class A tall ship and the only barquentine owned and operated by the Indonesian Navy, Dewa Ruchi, is carrying 25 cadets from ASEAN member countries to join an exercise during the sea voyage. Dewa Ruchi commander, Lieutenant Colonel Widiatmoko Baruno Aji, said on Monday that the 60-year-old ship is anchoring at Semayan seaport in Balikpapan, East Kalimantan. The cadets are from Malaysia, Singapore, Thailand, Vietnam, Cambodia, and the Philippines. The ship welcomes the public from September 26, 2028. This year, Dewa Ruchi will sail from Surabaya, Java, then proceed to Mataram, West Nusa Tenggara, then Pasar, Bali, and eventually heading north to Makassar, South Sulawesi, and then westward to Balikpapan. An NCO Navigation Second Sergeant Dwi Warno said on September 28, Dewa Ruchi will be leaving for Semarang on a 3-day journey and will then head back to Surabaya. Australian Victoria State will bring its private companies to invest in Indonesian cold chain distribution, paving the way for partnership between Victorian investor and local companies, including state postal company Post Indonesia, which is developing its logistic business. Victorian Agriculture Minister Chala Fulford said the new investment would further expand trade between Victoria and Indonesia, which currently focus on potatoes, dairy, premium fruits, and premium meat products. She said after Baltar meeting with Trade Minister Enggartiasto Lukita, the Trade Minister in Jakarta on Monday, that the state is interested in working on the area of mutual benefit to assist the development of Indonesian industries. According to Minister Enggartiasto, the Victorian investor would have to partner with Indonesian companies as the sector was included on the negative investment list DNI. He said Post Indonesia is the most suitable partner because they have a broad network, adding that the investment coordinating board BKPN would facilitate Victoria's investment commitment. The last item, Bonnie Marisin, head of the East Nusa Tenggara Mining and Energy Agency, said that the government is planning to build solar power plants in a pilot location in Alor District West Manggarai and Rute Endau. Bonnie said that the plan was proposed by Energy Mineral Resource Ministry. The construction in 2016 uses the state budget. Bonnie said that the program is one of the ministry's attempts to encourage renewable energy development throughout Indonesia. The Ministry Indonesian Trend or Bright Indonesia program is expected to generate 1,000 megawatt as part of a 35,000 megawatt national electricity program. The 5 solar power plants will supply sufficient electricity to surrounding villages. Bonnie added that the East Nusa Tenggara Mining and Energy Agency will continue to encourage private sector to make investment in renewable energy development. That's news over the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Listener, a commentary today entitled A Hood for a Better and More Human Jakarta. the next couple of months, Jakarta will have a great celebration that is electing its governor and deputy governor of Jakarta for 2017 until 2022 period. Jakarta as Indonesian capital city should become a model for other provinces in the country. The success and the failure of the regional election in Jakarta will also reflect Indonesian democracy in international world. This has been the third time for Jakarta to conduct this direct election of governor and deputy governor. The Jakarta regional election is part of a simultaneous regional elections held by other provinces in Indonesia. There are three candidates who will participate in the regional election: the incumbent governor Basuki Cahayapurnama, a former military officer Agus Harimurti Yudhoyono, who is the son of former Indonesian President Susilo Bambang Yudhoyono, and former Minister of Education and Culture Anies Baswedan. It is hoped that in the future, Jakarta will be led by a governor and deputy governor who can make Jakarta a barometer of the country's economy. In fact, it is possible that the successful election of governor and deputy governor will become a reference and a benchmark of the successful democracy of Indonesia. To the end, this election must take place not only democratically but also peacefully without black campaign that disfigures the opponent, let alone using ethnicity, religion, and race issues. There are many problems in the capital city of Jakarta, which is not easy to resolve. Anyone who leads Jakarta will inevitably require cooperation from all walks of life to mutually cooperate in creating a better and more human Jakarta. Have a fair competition for candidates of governor and deputy governor of Jakarta will run in 2017 regional election. That was commentary today, read by Rahmana.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Today in history. A compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
This is RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia with Today in History, a regular segment which brings bad people and events from this date in the past as recorded in history. Let's begin with the year 1980 as the first World Tourism Day. Since 1980, the United Nations World Tourism Organization, UNWTO, has celebrated World Tourism Day on September 27. This date was chosen as on the day in 1970. The status of UNWTO were adopted. The adoption of this status is considered as a milestone in global tourism. The purpose of this day is to raise awareness on the role of tourism within the international community and to demonstrate how it has social, cultural, political, and economic values worldwide. At its 12th session in Istanbul, Turkey in October 1997, the UNWTO General Assembly decided to designate a host country each year to act as an organization partner in the celebration of World Tourism Day. The late Ignatius Amadua Alikwi, a Nigerian national, was the one who proposed the idea of marking the September 27 each year as a World Tourism Day. He was finally recognized for his contribution in 2009. Let's switch to 27 September 1945, Hari Bakti Postal or Post of Telecommunication Day. The takeover of the Bureau of Post, Telegraph and Telephone, PTT, was from the Japanese occupation of power by Indonesian freedom fighters. The 27th of September each year is celebrated as Hari Bakti Postal or Post and Telecommunication Day. It is to commemorate the date when some Indonesian youth who were members of the Yant generation of Post, Telegraph and Telephone, abbreviated ANPTT, took over the Bureau of Post, Telegraph and Telephone, PTT, from the Japanese government power on September 27, 1945. Indonesian Independence Day had been proclaimed for a month. The ANPTT youth such as Sutoko, Suwarno, Slamet Sumatri, Yusuf and Agus Salman approached the Japanese occupational government to hand over the office of PTT to them, but reports began to clock. Negotiations with the Japanese always failed. Then they decided that on September 27, 1945, PTT have to be seized by force from the hands of the Japanese. Since then, September 27, 1945, is always celebrated as Hari Bakti Postal or Post and Telecommunication Day. The last is 27 September 1988, the National League for Democracy, NLD, led by Aung San Suu Kyi, was established in Myanmar. The National League for Democracy, NLD, is a democratic, socialist, and liberal democratic political party in Myanmar, currently serving as the governing party. Founded on 27 September 1988, it has become one of the most influential parties in the Myanmar's pro-democracy movement. Special Honorary President of the Social International and Nobel Peace Prize laureate, Aung San Suu Kyi served as its president and she is currently serving as State Council of Myanmar. The party won a substantial parliamentary majority in the 1990 Burmese general election. However, the ruling military junta refused to recognize the result. On 6 May 2010, the party was declared illegal and ordered to be disbanded by the junta after refusing to register for the election selected for November 2010. In November 2011, the NLD announced its intention to register as political party to contend future election. And 13 December 2011, Burma's Union Election Commission approved their application for registration. In the 2012 by-election, the NLD contested 44 of the 45 available seats, winning 43 and losing only one seat to the SNADP. In the 2015 general election, the NLD won supermajority in both houses of the assembly, paving the way for the country's first non-military president in the 54 years. Listener, that was Today in History, read by Rahmana.
Today in History, a compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
Focus, daily news and events.
This is RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia with Focus. Today, Focus team is Indonesia is campaigning for UN Security Council non-permanent membership. Stay tuned in www.voi.co.id. Vice President Yusuf Kalla directly led the campaign for Indonesian nomination as a non-permanent membership of United Nations Security Council for 2019-2020 period. The official declaration of Indonesian candidacy campaign was marked by the sounding of gun by Vice President Yusuf Kalla in the United Nations headquarters building in New York, United States on Tuesday, local time. The ceremony was packaged in a reception and Indonesian cultural performance was attended by hundreds of foreign diplomats as well as the chairman of Indonesian House Commission, Wan Abdul Haris. Vice President Yusuf Kalla believes that Indonesia has a greater chance of winning compared to its rival, the Maldives. He said although the support of other countries has been quite significant, the vote must be raised continuously. The election of non-permanent members of the UN Security Council 2019-2020 period will be held in June 2018. Meanwhile, Minister of Foreign Affairs Retno Marsudi, before hundreds of guests comprising mostly foreign ministers and diplomats, said that Indonesia is eligible to be elected as a non-permanent member of the UN Security Council. She also explained that Indonesia deserves the position as the country is the world's foremost populous country, the world's third largest democracy, and the world's largest Muslim country. Therefore, Indonesia has proved that Islam, democracy, modernity, and women empowerment can be intertwined in one harmony. Minister Retno further said that with more than 70,000 islands inhabited by more than 1,300 ethnic groups, Indonesia is a model for tolerance and pluralism, the value of which is always projected by Indonesia in dealing with other countries. While in terms of democracy, Indonesia has been actively promoting it through the implementation of Bali Democracy Forum, BDF. Minister Retno also remarked that Indonesia is among the 10 largest contributors to UN peacekeeping force. The number of Indonesian representatives abroad that reached 132 helps the country to understand well the situation on the ground. She asserted as a member of UN Security Council, Indonesia play major role in a responsible and constructive way and maximum effort to contribute to the noble world of UN Security Council. In regard to this, Indonesia would like to run as a non-permanent member of the UN Security Council 2019-2020 period. Indonesia needs support in order to be a true partner for peace. She also added that the Indonesian candidacy received full support from ASEAN countries. This has added to Indonesian optimism to become a non-permanent member of the UN Security Council for the fourth time. Listener, that was Focus Today, read by Rahmana. Here news in brief, read by Rahmana. Indonesian Attorney General Muhammad Prasetyo walking meeting with House Commission 3 in Jakarta Monday denied the alleged case of head exchange and extortion by a prosecutor who was investigating the case. The catcher of 1.4 million ecstasy pills belongs to Freddy Budiman, who was sentenced to death some time ago. Deputy Director of British Council Indonesia Ian Robinson on the sidelines of the 48th Ian Scientific World Competition at Indonesian Institute of Sciences LIPI in Jakarta Monday said it is believed that LIPI supports the research culture in Indonesia. Indonesian Institute of Sciences LIPI keeps on research so that it can be developed to be useful products for the need of state or people. Indonesian government is preparing a special economy policy containing investment packages especially aimed at supporting peatland restoration currently underway in the country. A Class A tall ship and the only barquentine owned and operated by Indonesian Navy Dewa Ruchi is carrying 25 cadets from ASEAN member countries to join in an exercise during the sea voyage. Australian Victoria State will bring its private companies to invest in Indonesian cold chain distribution, paving the way for partnership between Victorian pastors and local companies, including state postal company Pos Indonesia. Bonnie Marisin, head of the East Nusa Tenggara Mining and Energy Agency, said that the government is planning to build solar power plants in 5 locations in Alor District, West Manggarai and Rutendau. Bonnie said that the plan was proposed by the Energy and Mineral Resources Ministry. That's news in brief from the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You're still with us, RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz for English program. You can also listen to our broadcast on internet at en.voi.co.id. You're still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. We'll continue our next program with Indonesian Wonder and Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia.
Let's listen to various information of Indonesian arts and culture in a daily segment of Indonesian Wonder.
Hello listener, it is a great pleasure to meet you again in our segment of Indonesian Wonder. In today's edition, we'll invite you traveling to Aceh Province. Stay tuned. Listener, the Ministry of Tourism proposes 3 priority programs of tourism development in Aceh. Each of these programs are Aceh became the world's best halal cultural destination, Sabang became the world's best marine tourism destination, and Laut Tawar Lake became the world's best adventure destination. To support the development of tourism in Aceh, there are some priorities of the Tourism Ministry, such as the human resources development by conducting certification of tour guide and tour planner, training of rafting operator, and development of D4 study program of tourism in Aceh Polytechnic. Listener, one of the Aceh tourism developments in Danau Laut Tawar or Laut Tawar Lake, which will become the world's best adventure destination. The object will be developed because it has great tourism potential. Laut Tawar is a lake and tourism area located in Gayo Highlands, Central Aceh District, Nanggro Aceh Darussalam. On the west side of the lake, there is the town of Takengon, which is also the capital of Central Aceh District. Gayo tribe, who inhabit the area, called the lake as Danau Laut Tawar. The lake has an area of approximately 5,472 hectares and 17 kilometers long and 3,219 kilometers width. Danau Laut Tawar referred to as the sea because the lake is very large and called Tawar because it is a freshwater lake. For the people of Gayo, Danau Laut Tawar is really very important because in addition to tourism spots, it is also used as a source of water for Central Aceh District and several other districts. The tourism attraction has many flora and fauna. One of them is the pigfish, an endemic fish species in Danau Laut Tawar. To visit Laut Tawar Lake, you can use the plane to Iskandar Muda Airport in Banda Aceh. From the airport, you can take a public bus or rent a car to Takengon, which is about 8 to 9 hours. You can also go to Danau Laut Tawar or Laut Tawar Lake through the city of Medan, North Sumatra, which is about 3 to 4 hours. Entering to the site, you are free of charge. Listener, Laut Tawar Lake is so beautiful because it is flanked by two hills which presents its own beauty. You can relax to enjoy the natural beauty of the lake. In this tourism attraction, the tourists can also see the daily activities of people farming and fishing. Here, you can also go around Laut Tawar Lake by riding a motorboat or bike. Do not forget to taste the pigfish, a typical culinary of Takengon. In addition, you can also taste a famous coffee in the region, namely Takengon Gayo Coffee and small-sized pineapple with a sweet taste. Laut Tawar Lake tourism attraction has also equipped with such accommodation, such as rented accommodation for tourists who want to spend the night around the lake. So, we invite you to make Laut Tawar Lake in Aceh as your destination place during your vacation. Listener, that was Indonesian Wonder for today with the topic Danau Laut Tawar. I'm Hernita. We'll meet again tomorrow with other interesting topics. Sampai jumpa.
Speak Bahasa Indonesia easily and correctly. We present to you Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia.
This is RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a lesson in Bahasa Indonesia or Indonesian language on the radio, introducing some Indonesian vocabulary and idioms which will guide you in using them in a conversation. Today's topic is menunggu teman, or in English, waiting for a friend. First, I'll introduce some Indonesian vocabulary and idioms related to the topic today. I'll say each word slowly twice. You can follow after me. Menunggu, menunggu, to wait. Teman, teman, friend. Pulang, pulang, to go home. Membawa mobil, to drive a car. Kereta api, train. Bersama-sama, bersama-sama, together. Stasiun kereta api, railway station. Di mana, where. Kedai kopi, coffee shop. Di seberang, across. Toko buku, bookstore. Hari ini, today. Saya, saya, I. Dekat, dekat, close to. Apotek, apotek, drugstore. Membeli, membeli, to buy. Obat, obat, drugs or medicine. Batuk, batuk, cough. Kecil, kecil, little. Ngobrol, 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 ngobrol. Chatting. Makan, makan, to eat. Next is a conversation on menunggu teman, or in English, waiting for a friend. As usual, I'll say every sentence slowly twice and you can follow after me. The conversation is between Novi A and Mary B on the phone. Mary, hari ini kamu pulang naik apa? Mary, hari ini kamu pulang naik apa? In English, Mary, how do you go home today? Hari ini saya tidak membawa mobil. Hari ini saya tidak membawa mobil. Today, I don't bring my car. Saya pulang naik kereta api. Saya pulang naik kereta api. I'll go home by train. Bagaimana kalau kita pulang bersama? Bagaimana kalau kita pulang bersama? How about going home together? Saya tunggu kamu di stasiun kereta api. Saya tunggu kamu di stasiun kereta api. I'll wait for you at the railway station. Baiklah, kamu tunggu saya di mana? Baiklah, kamu tunggu saya di mana? Oke, okay, where are you going to wait for me? Saya tunggu kamu di kedai kopi, di seberang toko buku. Saya tunggu kamu di kedai kopi, di seberang toko buku. I'll wait for you on the coffee shop. Salah. I'll wait for you at the coffee shop across the bookstore. Apakah dekat kedai kopi ada apotek? Apakah dekat kedai kopi ada apotek? Is there a drugstore near the coffee shop? Saya mau membeli obat batuk. Saya mau membeli obat batuk. I'm going to buy a cough syrup. Di sana ada apotek kecil. Di sana ada apotek kecil. There is a small drugstore there. Kamu bisa membeli obat kamu di sana. Kamu bisa membeli obat kamu di sana. You can buy your medicine there. Baiklah, di kedai kopi kita bisa ngobrol-ngobrol sambil makan. Baiklah, di kedai kopi kita bisa ngobrol-ngobrol sambil makan. Alright, at the coffee shop we can chat while eating. Setelah itu kita pulang. Setelah itu kita pulang. After that we can go home. That was Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a lesson in Bahasa Indonesia or Indonesian language on the radio. Until tomorrow with another topic, sampai berjumpa lagi.
Music Corner, presenting various kinds of Indonesian music and songs from the Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listener of RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia, it's a great pleasure to meet you again in our daily segment of Music Corner. In today's edition, we will present you some dangdut songs. Happy listening.
Sudahlah aku yang menyerah, ku lelah berharap padamu. Bila kau tak cinta padaku, jangan buang waktuku.
mataku. Ku ingin mencari cinta dalam hidupmu. Harus berapa lama menunggu? Ataukah tak ada rasa cintamu kepadaku? Sudahlah, aku yang menyerah. Ku lelah berharap padamu. Bila kau tak cinta padaku, jangan buang waktuku. Cinta tak bisa dipaksakan, hati tak mudah diarahkan. Bila kau tak suka padaku, jangan buang waktuku. Harus berapa lama aku menunggu? Segera, jangan buang waktuku.
Listener, that was the dangdut song entitled Jangan Buang Waktuku. The song was sung by Eri Suzanne, which was released in 2005 on her album entitled Eri Suzanne. The song Jangan Buang Waktuku was composed by Adibal Sahrul. The song is not dangdut classic, but it is adjusted with the time being, namely contemporary dangdut. The song Jangan Buang Waktuku has been received well by dangdut music lovers in the country. Even through this song, Eri Suzanne, the singer from Lamongan, being nominated for Best Dangdut Singer of Anugrah Musik Indonesia Version in 2006. In the album, there are also some other songs which are also accepted well by dangdut music lovers in the country, such as a song entitled Muara Kasih Bunda. The song was composed by her friend Adibal Sahrul. This song is about the deepest love of a mother for her child. If you listen carefully and fully appreciate to the lyrics of song, of course, anyone immediately imagine the figure of a mother who sincerely care for and love their children. Well, listener, let's listen to the next song entitled Muara Kasih Bunda by Eri Suzanne. Happy listening.
Kasih
Listener, the album entitled Eri Susan is one of the best albums ever released by Eri Susan. This album contains various dangdut songs from Malay dangdut, pure dangdut, modern dangdut, jazz, and alternative dangdut. Another song entitled Hujan is one of modern dangdut songs belongs to Eri Susan. The song tells about restless and anxious while waiting for her lover. Besides singing soloists on the album, Eri Susan also sings in a duet with Adibal Sahrul. They dedicated a song entitled Aku Tak Tergoda. The song tells about a man asking for the love of the lover. The song accompanied by quite unique music, combining dangdut and Middle Eastern music. Well, listener, to conclude our segment for today of Music Corner, let's listen to the last two songs, Hujan and Aku Tak Tergoda by Eri Susan. Happy listening and sampai jumpa.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Semua tiada berguna. bisa membawamu terseret arus derita.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz and 11785 kHz for English program, or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id. Send your criticism and suggestions to en.voi.co.id, or send your letter to Voice of Indonesia, RRI World Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, No. 4 and 5, Jakarta, or P.O. Box 1157, Jakarta 10011, Indonesia. And join us on Facebook, Voice of Indonesia, and Twitter, VoI Indonesia.